the language and the tarot. Our next reader is Abby. She is a Seattle-based writer with work forthcoming or most recently in Transom, Yes Poetry, The Birds, We Piled Loosely, and Calamity, among others. A former reader for the Seattle Review and editor-in-chief of Tulane Review, she won the 2012 Ansel M. Larson Academy of American Poets Prize for Tulane University. In 2016, she received her MFA from the University of Washington. Abby is the events manager for Open Books, Poem Emporium, and a content editor in Visual Communications. Abby understands our psychic division, how necessary and impossible it is for human language to abandon self for being. Her poetry explores the tension between the consciousness of our mortal selves and our mortal lost ones, those we cannot ignore, and the undying flux of nature that beckons beyond grief, courts sensation, yet remains aloof from us. Despite her melancholy understanding of who we are, her poems have a celebratory fullness. With their bold alliterations and deft echoes, they are a ritual text that, at least in the time we read or hear them, make, quote, the human relationships of space and bone, of being and the undone, end quote, a chorus of pleasure. Let's welcome Abby.
Vowels, hollow, symbol and source are what I mean. things ripen from the inside out. Ocular weather is all every kind, all kinds, all times of strange beasts. To attend decay as it sets in, the sky rustling its dark, the mud out there hurrying to the ordinary after all night breathing ash. This next piece is an extract from a longer project that I'm working on called Bilbo and Pulse. I've attempted to kind of capture the overall journey, but this is kind of a shortened, encapsulated essence of this longer project that I'm working on. From Bilbo and Pulse. Wide open in the meadow, a shell in the green sweep. Wide open and spinning in it. Gold thread spinning here, gold heads tipsy. Gold thread on the arm and gold thread in the eye. Glisten and flicker and glisten and gleam. Wing kiss and airy, I'm full up in daisies. All hearken and bloom, all summery. Burrow in the toes and take root. Don't leave the wind watch, don't leave the furl. Fingers and flicker and display. In parody and pearl, the little nail beds settled and stretched. Palms bedded down with terrain, all tucked in and gleaming. Those toes are rooted now, bone, something to keep covered, the skin, a mesh with its own weakness. Process and pestilence, virus in the touch of the earth, soaked all in and sobbing. See it and retreat. See it and believe. The body is the muscle and the dirt strain. The muscle strains and splinters. This is the body being soaked up. This is the body being soaked in. This is the body being pulled down, pushing out its skin and pruning. Falling skin cage into granite in dismay. This is the body rejecting itself. This is the self's screech and summon, this what's silent and screaming. The minute and the month take the same time, breath, only one breach. In this always assuming state, tongue all twisted up about itself. So many things in the body, all sucked up from below. So many things in the body, so many things to cave it. Hard things and soft things, hard things and soft things, hard things and soft things, all up the spine. So, self-diagnose, self-medicate, self-mediate, measure and miss, measure and measure again. Remind the self to be human. Remind the self to be animal. Tell the self to be tame, grow a little. A breeze in the breath, a music now, what the body is made of. Breathe some life into the spine and willow through it. Bend and don't break, beseech, 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 beseech. Toes in the row of earth now, self grows out the self. Wing kissed and airy, all full up in daisies. What aroma here, what odor. Virus in the touch of it, unbond and burning. All full up with oil and thistle, love the lump and curdle of it, a disappearing act. Pluck and dry, crush and inhale, this body is made of all these beautiful dead things, all warmed up, all wriggling. Worms stretch the rustle here, ruby in the root, ruby on the brow, ruby is the pebble and the sweat. So soundless this body, bedded down with nettles. All worked out in something to grow, to gather. The madness is a muscle, stretched and tensing. All worked out, all swallowing. All worked out, the root and rush of it now, all spine plucked and empty. What toes, what root, what vertebrae? The sea thinks beyond itself. slow-skulled and drowsy. This epitaph's the one that's carved over and over again. Here a blousy mallet and chisel to chisel on the rock this time, overstep and looking too close for tidings for how to remain unwaving, unwavering. The shore, it's always present. The depths itself, tense and feathering and not about itself, and counting the time it takes to linger when it's not haunted. Here wakens the same rock that's waiting to be, to have one more drink to quench this ebony shore fight. Tide, throat, tide, tide, throat. So what if ignorance is exactly what? In ageless geography, this dizziness is the gift that defines the tremor of knots and water, classification of a mild-hinged absence shorn of breath and business. For its excess, an abdication. A victory sizzling the compass glass, with the dinging, a beacon though us lost and hungered. There's nothing here to covet. But what's been asked across the oscillating apse, which question is the one to strain? All strung out in axes, aspen, aspen, both sense the same direction. Blood money. Notice to unknown heirs, to all truants, to all pursed persons, to those pursued here. Notice, the tainted estate owns its heir. Here, notice is given and a hiss. For those who died with a will, those who died tempering ointments with sonar-eyed whippoorwills, she died with short notice to a dead son's daughter who noticed the dead father's mother's silent locution. This time, notice this. Further information can be obtained in formation on the inked eaves of these years, these registers of years and offices, 30 dates, notice. 30 days of islands licked with thistle and oats. All in objection to the shins of these probates proving shall object their checks and husks and register on the withering edges the tide-swept notices they missed. 6 months after the dearth of frills, expect this notice, this tick. All persons claiming an inked sun must have sense into dusty moss stems, must serve the undersigned claims before the hull of the hearse until the filth filed is reprised. Script the poppy after the fall of the dough. Of course, retribution registered upon its notice. 6 months from the day of a straight, decent death, expect dice ethics if the decedent died with the remembrance. Representative histories of the appointed royalty thrown out of Troy, no more notes on the isthmus from those who died with small things. Sanctuary. There are beads on the iron bars framing these streets we walk, and these streets lead us to the cemetery where we are prohibited from walking, and there are beads on these headstones so we look closer, and these names tell stories of the voodoo gangs and behind their misspelled families who toss baubles and don't look to see where they land. It's this history, this omen. Starling is what keeps us roaming the rows under the swollen throat of the warbling bird on the tree branch, one flit away from the rotten hive left hanging. I'm told to prefer the earthly thing, daisies rising from clots of freshly turned earth, but they're just blooming the bodies beneath them. Petals of marrow, stems that stretch from hair follicles and sway a little in the breeze. breeze, that's no breath of any living thing. The tree on the left has shriveled into bark and a cavity, a place to hide, but on these streets, everything's invisible but the body. You ask me about a thought, and I tell you that to starling is to burst open and envelop. On these streets is the offer of a ruby. We are walking through this after-hours death, and the sunset is heading in the right direction. I tell you about a plot somewhere in an aging mausoleum, and I really mean not one, but many. Different bodies, different mysteries. You set the pace and pretend to mean it. A spectral worry empties the dust, and there is satisfaction in finding a loose stone and slipping a little. Blood money. Notice to propose truants, all unknown heirs. Notice of the small estate that died willing. Notice to the persons interested, all noticing the slipping of the isthmus. A distribution of lands is never legal. A jaundiced otter nicked in a tooth might be if the descent for dissolution was heated at tribunal. Ask the eagle if the ink has rusted. Call out the epithet that's burning up the tongue. Here, we don't wait for the ache to cease calling its name. It never started, never laid claim to wreath or map or owl. Inundated with the formation of inked angles, the ankles all consumed by which way to walk. Certifiable, this mission, this mail. Just a set of thank yous crowded out across this illiterate sky. This is my last poem. Thank you guys so much for being here and listening to me. 7:28 p.m. Above the river, the bridge, the bridge. And then there's a bee in the hand. Buzz nuzzled into skin, skin a muzzle when instinct clenches, and lily when fingers release. Now, all pink and gleaming with sting, sting that lifts the body from the body, that swells a pulse and insistence above sun-stained bricks, bricks belligerent in their fortitude and heat, in their inability to abandon posts and dive in the water below, bellowing river to unpluck reflection or mellow into tree branch or lamppost on that bright day. Sky just graying at the edges now, edging building and bank into smoke and blur and smudge. No way to build sight but through sound, so listen. The last light that stings the palm, palms that stretch, reach, ravel, rub the day from the skin, from the brick, hear it from the lily, the pulse, the palm. And now look up, look up. Thank you guys.